You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors for another day, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow with Greg Davies, Chief Trader at Kratos Capital. And this podcast is proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za. Greg, the day was relatively quiet, I think, so give us the indices and then we can go from there, please.
No, there's more to it than meets the eye, really. If you look at the high on the all set today, 59,118. So we probably, from the high, we probably lost 700 points. But let me give you the indices.
Yes.
Banks up 1.7, financials up 1%, industrials up 0.80, retailers up a quarter, gold shares giving up something, down 0.21, platinum's hammered a bit, down 2.1. Resources down 0.68, which led the all share to be 0.11 lower, 64 points lower, 58,565.
And the value traded was?
A value of 24. So wow. We're picking up. We're going into the
futures closeout.
Future closeout. There's a big rebalance on the Friday, so no long lunches for me.
I think what's happened is over the last couple of days, because we've had 20 billion plus comfortably, is that some people are repositioning themselves ahead of the futures closeout, so they don't have to be part of that 15 or 10 minute lottery tomorrow lunchtime.
Yes, probably, because you just don't know if you're going to get the volume done. I wonder if Nicky Newton King isn't looking at us and saying, well, let's have a four-day week on the JSE. We'll give the brokers Monday off to do some research, obviously, and try the 4 days, and we'll get the 24 billion, each day. It'd be wonderful.
Yeah. Keep your fantasies to yourself, Greg. But anyway, the dollar rand, 14.53. British pound against the rand, 18.36. And the euro rand is 16.30. With the euro dollar, 1.12.20 ahead of the Fed tonight. We will know the monetary policy decision from the United States of America's FOMC, Federal Open Market Committee. The gold price has given up $2, 13.44. The platinum price has remained unchanged throughout the day at $804 an ounce. And palladium up 18. Another 18, Greg. This has been relentless over the last 3 days. $14.92 now, the palladium price.
Just a runaway bull market there.
And really,
if you think about when Sabania went and bought those mines in Stillwater in Montana, the price was around $800 then, so it nearly doubled. We did see a high of $1,600 since then. We had a pullback, but It's up another $17 today. Did cross 1500 briefly as well.
Okay, and we've got the crude oil price at 62.65, which is just down 5 cents. That's Brent crude in London. Let's have a look at the overseas markets after yesterday's stonkingly good session. Dow Jones is up 44, another 0.2%. NASDAQ is flat on the day. The S&P is flat as well. FTSE in London, 0.5% weaker. This whole Brexit thing and the new leadership story is really just becoming slightly distasteful.
It is
boring. So what do we see on the JSE today? I mean, apart from the preamble ahead of the futures closeout and the rebalancing, any particular shares that stood out for you, Greg?
Yes, well, I mean, I suppose it was a case of Naspers really leading the pack yet. Difficult to see what. We started this morning 30 or 40 rand high, finished the day down 50 rand, down 1.5%. So that dragged the rest of the indices lower. So giving up those initial gains, kind of a reversal day, which you don't see that often. The other one, which was very, very interesting, was MultiChoice obviously giving numbers yesterday. I know you were speaking to Mr. McCurry about that one. But the share price getting as high as sort of midday at 138.49, that would have been all-time high.
All-time record high since the split, yes.
Yes, since it's been on its own. And now it finished today at 130.56. So it took our shorter-term traders on a wild ride. But it felt like perhaps that move in midday when it was at the highs, or perhaps people that had shorted the stock thinking it was on too high a PE, as we discussed yesterday. And, when they get squeezed out, they often overpay. And by Hoppers 4, it had given up all of those gains.
I heard from Wayne McCurry that a lot of people that had it by default because of the split from Naspers, it wasn't big enough for their portfolio, so they sold it, and that's the reason why it went down into the 90s. And once all that selling was done, the people that saw the value in the stock started buying it up, and hence we saw 138.49 all-time record high today. This sounds like quite a credible argument to me.
Yes, I think so. I mean, keep in mind, obviously, it's still even just breaking off from Naspers, it's still in the all-share top 40, market cap of 57 billion. You probably need about 45 to get into that top 40. So it's well in there at this price. And so the tracker funds and so on would have probably been the buyers there at 95 when it was down at those lows. And people generally got some sort of grudge thing against the STV. I always think it's the cheapest value, you know, entertainment you can find, really. But people don't like, we've got the Steve Hoffman burning his decoder and so on.
Why?
But yeah, they banned him from all the STV programming.
Thanks, fairly reasonable, don't you?
Yeah, well, maybe all that burning of the decoders is what damaged the multi-choice share price today. I'm not sure.
Steinhoff is down 8.7% today, and at 16:30 there was Steinhoff Investment Holdings Limited update on financial reporting timeline. That's the first thing. There was another Steinhoff thing earlier on today as well, Greg. But there's been some Steinhoff news on the Stock Exchange News Service today, and it seems to me that the market hasn't taken that very well. Have you read through these things?
Yes, just generally the feeling is they're still saying after this massive, I mean, the amount of people which must be working on these reports are still saying there's quite a few things which are unclear even to the auditors that have spent all this time looking at it. And obviously now the legal cases brought by various parties that have been hurt in this whole process, that could be the end of them. The share finishing at R1.37. The market cap still of 5.9 billion, so there's some meat left on the carcass for somebody. But you know, at this point, the only people buying it are pure speculators. You don't see, Alan Gray or anybody rushing in at this point.
Where's Marcus Eustace? Still out, yeah? They're still out and about in his Bentley, drinking Chardonnay and that sort of thing, and maybe owns a racehorse or two in someone else's name.
Well, there's always talk of a boat, which is the V&A waterfront there in Cape Town, where he's been seen sipping champagne.
Oh, yeah.
But it might just be broker, you know, pub talk, really.
Okay, the other one, the most viewed share, Steinhoff is the most viewed, of course. A visual after that, I don't understand that one. Sabania down 1.9% at 14.53. Naspers down 1.5%. Greg, let's go to the movers up and down. I saw MC Group right at the top earlier on today, but of course it fell from favour later on in the afternoon, excuse me. But Dis-Chem, the one I've been calling to the downside when it was below 25, of course I've got that horribly wrong, because it closed up 4.5% today to 27.01.
Yeah, just sort of had a slow, gentle melt up as the day went on. But it does seem to be one that we end up talking about a lot when we go through our top major moves up and down.
Well, when you get to our age, Greg, in your 50s, you know, Dis-Chem is one of the top things. It's Dis-Chem, clicks, and hospitals that we really need to look at.
Yeah, something of, you know, supplements is what's kept me going this long.
Mm. And crystals. Aspen up 4%, Fortress B 2.75% higher. Trueworths was a 2.6% gainer today, and Mediclinic also up 2.6%. On the downside, RCL down 6.3%, Vukile down 5.6%, Pulse Prop, the Polish property company, down 3.6%, Impala Platinum, Greg, 2.75% weaker, and Roynet down 2.3%. Choose your downside story of the day, please.
I think Roynet was just a dividend. So let's talk about Impala. It has been on quite a strong run. It had fallen back as low as 52 Rand from around 65, and then had a decent week last week. So probably a little bit of consolidating, but still a lot of people are calling this, you know, a 150 to 200 counter, you know, obviously in the right environment, weaker Rand, steady platinum price.
Greg, tomorrow's going to be a busy one for you. We've got the State of the Nation address in the evening, and you'll be sitting there taking notes and getting your report ready for the traders on Friday morning, and the futures closeout as well.
Yes, I mean, it's not as much fun as it used to be because it was 12 o'clock, I think, to 12:15 or so. But, yeah, you'll find everybody at their screens here at Kratos, definitely at that time. And then I think very often on the Friday or the day after the futures close out, there's a rebalancing, and you do see stocks moving quite dramatically in one direction or another. So probably less drinking at lunch on Friday.
Okay, jolly good. I look forward to you being sober on Friday evening. Greg Davies, thank you very much for your time this evening. That was the 5 o'clock shadow. Greg Davies is the chief trader at Kratos Capital. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za.